fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, it is Friday, the 5th day of May. May, right? Year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm proud to say, everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip of the day, I haven't misgiven this, I'm not sure I've even given it yet this year, is to learn to use a topographical map, a lensatic compass, and of course learn to do cross-country navigation. It's a fun sport for a lot of people. It's called orienteering. Typically, youngsters, college students like to do that. Boy Scouts do it. In normal times, it's a fun activity. In hard times or in a crisis, it could easily be a matter of life and death. So that's a prepper tip of the day, and I hope you'll move forward with that. It's about 1 or 2% of the adults in this country know how to do cross-country navigation with a topographical map and a lensatic compass. All right, this first hour, we typically have Tom Berryhill calling. Once Tom calls in, we will begin our discussion of emergency survival communications and ham radio. The 5th of May has become a popular holiday at Mexican restaurants around the country. It's the day the Mexicans celebrate a victory they had, the only victory I'm aware that the Mexican army had. I think it was they were fighting the French, I believe. They had a victory. Of course, you could say the defeat of the men defending the Alamo was a victory, but it was short-lived. Just a few weeks later, Santa Ana was defeated, which was a good thing. All right, we had a great meetup last night. The men and women there enjoyed themselves. We had a visitor from who grew up in Czechoslovakia. He is a Hungarian who grew up in the Czechoslovakia, managed to get out of there, immigrate to Canada, where he spent about the past 20 or so years, and then immigrated to the United States 2 or 3 years ago. Great guy, smart guy, a lot of fun, and We all thoroughly enjoyed ourselves, as we typically do at the John Moore Show radio meetups. I turned it over to Leon Green for training last night, and I'm sure the follow-up on that was just as good. So here we are into the fifth month of the year. The year will rapidly be half over. That's just the way the nature of the beast. But all these issues continue to move forward that we're concerned about. What's going on with Ukraine? What's going on with the national economy? Last night I mentioned a couple of things that I've mentioned on this show earlier in the week. One was the jet fighters leaving Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, Tucson, Arizona, every 20 seconds, beginning a week ago yesterday and continuing through this week. I don't know how long they went. But very disturbing. Well, my conclusion is it's an and-or situation. They are either moving them to disperse them around the country in case we were attacked so that they wouldn't have all their eggs in one basket and lose all our jet fighters with one big bomb, and-or they're moving them to Europe or Taiwan in preparation for World War III. We have patient waiting in green with my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom began a quest more than half a century ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with ham radio, emergency communications, and electronics in general. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us, sir. We had a great meetup last night. You've been to, I think, one of our meetups. It's been, 8 or 10 years ago, and you were leading discussion on ham radio, weren't you, sir?
I did, and it was even longer than that. It's been a long time, John. It's been over 10 years, I know that.
Over 10 years, and we've been doing this a long time. We've had a couple of different venues in Rolla, Missouri. We've been at the Di Trapani's Italian restaurant now for maybe 7 or 8 years. I've lost track of exactly how long. But it's a great restaurant with great food at reasonable prices. Anyway, Tom, I drove my Triumph TR6 to the meetup last night, and my lovely wife was with me. We weren't sufficiently prepared for the cooler weather coming home. I had my leather jacket on, but she had a cloth jacket, which didn't break the wind, so she was pretty chilly, and was glad when we got home to the warmth of the house. But regardless, it was a fun evening, a fun afternoon for us, driving the Triumph and enjoying this cool evening and a rather warm spring day. Well, Tom, we have about 6 or 7 weeks away. We have the event that happens once a year. That's Field Day, the last weekend of June every year, isn't it, sir?
That's right, John, and I think it's the last weekend in June. And it's quite an event, probably the biggest thing all year for the ham radio operators. The only other thing that's maybe about the same, of the same importance, would be the Dayton Ham Fest. And that happens maybe in a week or two. It's this month, I believe. So I haven't gone in years. Used to go every year, and it was amazing what you'd find there. But and you'd meet all the people at Hamfest that were going to be out at on Field Day. They'd be talking amongst themselves and making plans for that. So both of those things are a big social event too, and you can learn a lot about ham radio going to either one.
That's right. Well, the Dayton Ham. Let's discuss what a Hamfest is first of all. Typically, they're one-day events, but some of the bigger ones can run 2 or 3 days, can't they?
They can, and in the old days, we would go get up there, and it officially started, I think, Friday, midday, something like that. But we'd be there early, and there was wheeling and dealing going on out in that flea market area when the sun was coming up on Friday morning. So we'd get there the night before, sleep in a van. It was really, really kind of some scuzzy conditions, but you did what you had to do to get the good deals, you know.
Right.
And I'd buy a radio in the morning and sell it at a profit in the afternoon. Did a lot of that too. So, and you could find parts, service manuals, wire, cable, connectors, entire radio stations. There'd be people there selling guns, fishing rods, everything you could think of.
Amazing. Well, if you've got a question or a comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, we have a favorite website. It is the best place to get started with ham radio. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen. I'll give it twice slowly. ARRL.org. That's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima.org website. That's the American Radio Relay League website. They've been around about a century. And it is the best place to get started to find everything you need to get started as a ham radio operator, isn't it, Tom?
It is, John. That is the starting point. And you can get the books and materials that will get you started. There's a lot of online websites that have simulated tests. The tests are a group of testing questions, and they're public record. And you can go on these test sites and actually practice with the actual materials that can be used for your test. Now, there could be 1,000 questions and answers. I don't know, but they pull out of that group. So if you go through those simulated test sessions online, you can do this by yourself. It's a lot handier if you go to a ham club and they have some instructors there to help you understand the technical side of it. But you do that for just a few weeks, a couple of nights a week for a few weeks, you'll start seeing that your testing scores are averaging around the passing grade or higher. At that point, you're really ready to take the test. I believe you need a 75% grade to pass. And once you hit that level, you're ready to go. And then your call sign will be issued, your license. The ham club will administer the test. You don't have to go to a federal building anymore like we did in the old days. It's very relaxed. You'll end up knowing the people at the ham club that administer this test. I think there'll be 3 or 4 of them there, and they oversee the testing session, and they'll grade your papers right then and there. So you'll know instantly if you've passed or not, and then they submit that to the FCC, and then the FCC issues the license sometimes within the week. So it goes pretty quick. You don't have to wait a long time, and and you don't have to learn Morse code anymore. It's real simple. And they've simplified it quite a bit. And I think almost anybody can pass it if they put their mind to it. It's not hard to do. And then the ham club, those members will be more than happy to get on the air with you, help you set up your first station, make sure you don't make any mistakes, get that antenna set up properly. And they might even be the ones that you talk to the first time when you're on the air, and they help you with the on-the-air style that you need to learn. And you pick it up pretty fast. You don't have to be nervous about it. It goes pretty fast. And then you're off and running. And you can go so many different directions. A lot of newcomers start with a microphone, and then the next thing you know, they're setting up a digital station, and they have keyboards and iPads and computers, laptops, all types of things like that connected to the radios. And it's very simple with low amounts of power to talk worldwide with the digital modes. It takes very little power to do that. And I'm not talking about going through a cell network. That's the difference. The ham radio station that you have with your antenna out in your yard or on top of your house or wherever you put it, that's your infrastructure. You control that, and the station you're talking to at the other end, it could be in Japan. That station could be in New Zealand. It doesn't matter. They have a similar setup, and the communications takes place between your station and their station. No wires, no towers, nothing in between. So it's a great way to maintain communications as a hobby, but also that trains you to be able to communicate during difficult times like we're living in right now. And, John, if there's ever a time that you need to get into ham radio, it's right now. Time is short, and I really think people should pursue this if they have even the slightest interest.
Well, Tom, the discussion last night included my bringing up the topic, and this has not been reported by this gentleman. He goes by the handle Monkey Works. I don't know why not, but my private source is a man I've known and worked with for more than 10 years. He tells me that beginning a week ago yesterday, the jet fighters were leaving Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, Tucson, Arizona, every 20 seconds. Very loud, overwhelmingly loud. These incredibly noisy aircraft. There were signs and banners around the airport saying no photographs, no videos. There's a limited number of reasons they would do this kind of maneuver. First of all, it would not be training. If you were just training the men and women to bring aircraft out of mothballs, you would do maybe 10 or 12 of them, but you wouldn't do hundreds. That's just way too expensive and not necessary. So my belief, Tom, is that they're dispersing these aircraft around the country so that all their aircraft, all the jet fighters, won't be in one place to be bombed into oblivion by one bomb. And or they're moving them to Europe or Taiwan in preparation for World War III. Can you think of another reason why they would do this, Tom?
No, because that would be an incredible waste of fuel and manpower and resources to go on a training mission like that. There definitely is something going on, and they're on the move. And, yes, they're spreading out the assets so they're more difficult to take out or staging them for other activities. And that's why I say, John, if there's ever a time you need communications equipment, it's right now. You know, as a matter of fact, on those aircraft, they use, and I've not studied it carefully in recent times and probably should because I have the equipment to listen to them, and they operate on UHF, mostly UHF, from plane to plane and ground to air to ground and all that. And a lot of it is on, some of it's FM, but some of it's single sideband, and they'll be on UHF. I've heard them before around 243 megahertz, something like that, years ago. I use an ICOM R7000, and that receiver is capable of picking them up. And also, that's an older receiver, but it works quite well. It goes up to from 25 megahertz to 2,000 megahertz, AM, FM, single sideband, CW, all the modes. It's really a nice receiver, even though it's a little bit dated. It's still a viable piece of equipment to use for this. And an outside antenna with that receiver or that type of receiver would allow you to listen to these aircraft. And now they could be encrypted these days. I don't know. But the military frequencies, there'll be some websites where people are interested in this type of stuff, and they share all that information, and you'll be able to figure out what frequencies are on. And you'd be able to listen to them. But when something this big is taking place, there's something in the works. You know it, John. I know it. What you just said about the planes taking off every 20 seconds, I've been hearing rumors about that. While I'm working a lot during the day, I'll have one of my ham rigs on, and I'll listen to some of the discussions on 40-meter single sideband, and I'll listen to some of these guys talking about this stuff, and that topic keeps coming up. So
really?
They're talking about it. Oh, yeah, the hams, they know about it. They're listening. And
well,
I was hoping
not that I need independent confirmation. Well, not that I need confirmation, but it's always good to get confirmation. That's fantastic, Tom.
Well, these guys have their ears to the ground, and they're listening, and a lot of them have the VHF, UHF systems. And a lot of these ham rigs, by the way, they're HF, they're VHF, and UHF. And a lot of them, they transmit on the ham bands, but you can actually receive with some of these systems all the way up to 900 to 1,000 megahertz on a regular ham rig.
Hold on, Tom. We got a break. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Here, at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. In normal times, having the energy you need and the sleep you need is great. In hard times, well, I'll tell you from personal experience, sleep deprivation is not a fun thing to deal with. It really isn't. You may be trying to get 2 hours sleep here, 3 hours sleep there. If you're using an Energy Cleaner because you're in the middle of a crisis, that 2 or 3 hours will be a lot more healing and a lot more restful if you have the Energy Cleaner. So Energy Cleaners are in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Get the details at my website. You can place your order for your Energy Cleaner, your mattress pad to go with it, right there at my website, using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can also call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. A lot of people don't want to give out their credit card on the internet. I understand that. Just call my toll-free order line, answered by a very polite, well-trained men and women in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri. That toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And, of course, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. Well, Tom, I wasn't expecting, but I'm glad we got the confirmation from the ham guys who are monitoring what's going on at Davis-Montham Air Force Base. I would be interested if they have any follow-up as to where these aircraft are going. You think that's possible, sir?
I don't know. I'd listen. I'll just hear guys talking on there, John. You know, when there's that much going on, and then they got signs, you say there's signs, no photographs, no videos. Well, you think that's going to be observed? Those will be coming forth very soon. And maybe people get in trouble for doing it, but you know there's a lot of that video being
Try to stop a 12-year-old boy from taking a video, right? See how far that
goes. That's exactly right, and they can't do much to him. So, but, you know, when that kind of racket's going on and people in the area, well, there's a lot of ham operators living in that area. They start talking about it, and then the word travels, and these guys are on HF. Now, they were in the Midwest, but they were kind of kicking it around, and there are a lot of these guys are talking about getting ready. And, you know, I'm making sure all of my tube-type equipment, in case of an EMP, I'm making sure all my tube-type equipment is operating properly, and that's the last time I got on the air was just a few weeks ago, and I used a one-tube transmitter. Well, I should say two tubes. It's a separate power supply, and it runs on a tube, and there's no solid-state components in it. It's not very powerful. But and I was using a very, very nice museum-grade Hammerlin SP-600 receiver. That's totally tubes. I have a Technical Material Corporation. It's a GPR-90 receiver. I use that transmitter with both of those receivers, trying out the receivers and all that. They're both total tube, museum quality, and just beautiful pieces of equipment. That's what you would see if somebody wanted to show photographs of how a ham radio used to be. They'd take pictures of stuff like that. And it's, right. It's really was interesting to use that equipment. And I made sure everything's running. Then I covered it up with some fabric. Made sure it doesn't get dusty or anything like that because it's near my working area. And and then I just was using it to listen to some of these guys. And I was using a modern ICOM rig to listen to the sideband guys talking on there. But the word's getting around, and it's a real informal thing. I mean, they're not going on and on for hours, but they're kicking the things around. And there's a lot of people that listen to these guys. So if they say one word, it's heard 1,000 times, you know. So it's the word's out. And anybody that can't see what's happening is blind or just not paying attention at all. But it's
that's the majority of the population doesn't know what's going on. The information I'm putting out here about what's going on at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, I'm not aware of it being anywhere else. I haven't seen it on Steve Quayle's website or Mike Adams, either one. And, of course, mainstream news is not going to touch anything like this, are they, Tom?
No, I don't think so. I'm surprised Steve Quayle didn't have anything on it because he's usually pretty much up to speed on this stuff.
Well, there's been a couple times he's published things that I've put out, not that much. But the main thing is we're getting the word out to as many people as we can here. This is the kind of thing that would take place just before a major war, isn't it?
I would think so. I'm of course, certainly no expert at it, but this certainly makes sense. Well, why would they move that much equipment that quickly? Something's going on.
Well, the reason they keep them at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, that's the desert. There's almost no humidity. It never snows. It's the ideal place to store aircraft and have no harm come to them. So that's why they keep them there. So here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. I've got my website open right now to my COVID panel. We have more than 200 articles and videos, beginning with number one and going to over 200, from world-class scientists and doctors, giving you the information you need to educate yourself and in turn educate others. Hopefully you'll be able to help parents not get their children the COVID vaccination or the boosters. That's my hope, that's my goal, that's my prayer. All the adults who want to get it are coerced into get it or got it out of ignorance or fear, they've already got it. So it's too late for them. They can't be unvaccinated. Item number seven is very important. The hundreds of side effects revealed after the FDA lost a lawsuit and Pfizer was mandated by a court to publish the side effects of the COVID vaccine. It's a really scary list. Most likely you won't recognize half the things on there. That's at thelibertyman.com in the COVID panel section. There's products at my website that will help you achieve your goals. And that's really targeted towards my listeners. I know my listeners quite well. I've been to so many speaking engagements and had so many meetups. I know what my listeners like. For example, if you'd like a custom log home, maybe a one-room log cabin like Davy Crockett had 200 years ago, or a 6,000-square-foot log mansion as featured in the TV series Yellowstone, or anything in between. I'm working with a company that can do that. They'll work with your architect, your contractor, to have the log kit cut and delivered to your job site for your contractor to build exactly the beautiful home that you like. The John Moore Ozark Symposium will be the first week of August. My guest will be my live studio audience in the Wildwood Springs Lodge. The chef will prepare an excellent breakfast and an excellent dinner for us every day. We'll visit the Freedom Center USA. Leon Green, I think, will make it one morning. Details at my website, beautiful photographs of the lodge, which is basically a time capsule of what it was 101 years ago. If you want to make reservations, just call Betsy Murphy at 636-530-9502. Last but not least, of course, the energy cleaner. I talk about it a lot because it's my home business. When you place your order, I take the energy cleaner all packed up to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, and it ships out priority mail to your home, wherever you might be, anywhere on the planet. I ship these all over the planet. I've not shipped any to the Antarctic yet, but I'm waiting. Well, they probably use an APO box. I doubt it says Antarctic on the shipping address. But wherever you are, I'll ship it to you, and you can begin getting your life back. If you have arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? You need an energy cleaner. Are you having sleep issues? Same thing. You need an energy cleaner. I'm 75 years old. I'm training to run the 100-meter dash in competition in the Missouri Senior Games the second week of June. And I attribute much of my health and well-being to using the energy cleaner every day for more than 10 years. I guess it's been about 12 years. I've used it every day now. It's great. You can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Tom Berryhill, we're talking about emergency survival communication, ham radio, and a very disturbing matter is taking place in the United States right now, which is moving, best we can tell, hundreds of jet fighters from Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Tucson, Arizona, to parts unknown. Are they being dispersed around the country? Are they being shipped to Europe? Are they flying them to Taiwan? Are they doing all three? We simply don't know. If you got a question or comment, we'd be glad to take your question or comment at 512-248-8252. Well, Tom, I'm going to give you a homework assignment. That's to stay tuned to the ham operators discussing the aircraft leaving Davis-Monthan and see if you can learn anything else for us, sir.
Well, I listen to them anyway, John. I rarely talk on there. I just don't have time. I'm working 7 days a week currently just to get things done. And, you know, it's hard to participate in the ham stuff, too, at the same time. But I do listen to them just for some entertainment. And those guys were talking about these planes taking off. Now, they never mentioned the Air Force Base. They may have, but maybe I missed it. But they kicked it around for a while, and then they went on to other topics. But these guys are paying attention, and the word gets around fast. And I think if things turn south really bad, in a big bad way, I think the government would probably want to shut down ham radio. But the way these guys operate nowadays, I don't think they'd ever be able to make them quit. They'd just keep doing it and stop using call signs. I really think that's what would happen.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of these ham guys and gals, too, and you're right. That's the attitude they would have. Getting back to these ham radio clubs, at the ARRL.org website, you can find the ham club or clubs nearest to your home. And if you want a steepened learning curve and find out as much as you can, as quickly as you can, a ham radio club is the place to do it, isn't it, Tom?
It is, because there's a collection of people sitting there, a big group that will have years of experience in many different areas, different facets of ham radio, and they can help you. There'll be somebody that's experienced with the digital modes, CW guys. There'll be the the HF guys, the VHF, UHF repeater type people. They're all there. And a lot of these clubs have their own repeaters, and you can get on there and talk with all of them after the club during the week up until the next meeting and meet them in person. And those clubs, in many cases, will set up a station for field day in June, in the end of June, and you can participate in that. You don't have to be a ham operator to participate in field day. You can go and help them with some of the other maintenance activities, keep gasoline ready for the generator, help with they cook their food and everything there, maybe help with that. And many times I always like to talk about the time many years ago, about 20 plus years ago, and I was at one of the local field day stations, and there was a family there with some kids, and the one young kid took an interest to it. I think he's maybe 12 years old. And those guys put him to work. They parked him right next to one of the operators, and they showed him how to do the logging. And that kid spent at least an hour writing down the contacts in the logbook and writing down the information as he heard it, and the operator told him what to enter in the logbook. And he did those chores and got very interested in it. And I found out later on he did go to the ham club. He did learn more about it, and he did get a license, and been on the air since. So I'm sure he's done quite well. Starting at a young age like that usually works pretty good. It's a great way for homeschoolers to teach the students electronics and communications. And when they learn it at such a young age, they really pick up on it quick and take a liking to it. And by the time they're an adult, they'll have an education that will impress any professor in electrical engineering if they ever want to pursue that at the university level. I've known some of these professors, John, and I remember one guy telling me anytime he had a ham radio operator in his classes, they did exceptionally well because they already knew the material. In some cases, it was boring for them because they already understood everything that was going on. They just wanted to focus on the real high-end stuff, the RF side of the engineering and all that. They understood a lot of the other material already, so they did quite well. And that same guy said it when he would get his first classes, you know, when they were just starting out, he would ask if anybody is a ham radio operator. And this goes back years ago, and I don't know, you know, he's no longer teaching, but it would have been interesting to talk to him longer about that. But he just mentioned that to me one time. And so there you go. It's a great way to learn electronics.
Well, it is. It is. Another benefit of the ham radio clubs is the following benefit. High-quality used equipment is bought and sold and traded back and forth routinely at excellent prices within these clubs, isn't it?
It is. And you can save a lot of money this way. So many of the hams, they start out with maybe some basic equipment. They don't spend a lot of money to get started. And they pass that on to the next people that come along. And it's still quite usable, but they've outgrown it, so they move on to something bigger and better, and they sell that. And that's a good chance for you to pick up that equipment at a discount. And then you may do the same thing with it. You may use it for 2 or 3 years and then pass it on again. Either way, you can use equipment that's 25 and 30 years old without any trouble to get started. It's still a viable equipment and will get the job done with a very, very minimal investment. So it's something to keep in mind, and that's a good way to get your initial station set up.
It is, absolutely. Well, I get emails, and I forward them to you, Tom, men and women who've become ham radio operators. They send me photographs of their ham shack, of their towers and antennas. They're so proud of what they've done, and I'm happy and I'm proud of them, aren't you, Tom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have sent those emails to me, and we've seen the photographs of the towers and all that, and some of it's quite impressive. But I do want to tell people, you don't have to have a large tower or anything like that to communicate. I've never really used much of that myself. and I've had plans for it. The COVID shutdown thing kind of put the squash on some of that. And the tower I was going to get, they couldn't wait any longer to dismantle it, and they actually cut one of the legs and pulled it over, pushed it over with a tractor, and then cut it up for scrap metal. Otherwise, I would have had a gigantic tower here. But that didn't happen, so another one will come along. But anyway, you don't have to have that. Most of my activities are with relatively simple equipment. I have a mast that is a 10-foot mast that's clamped to the chimney on the house, and I have a VHF and UHF ground plane antenna connected to that for those frequencies. And then I have what's called a disc cone antenna, and that's for wide frequency use. It's for VHF and UHF, and that's what I use with that ICOM R7000 receiver that I mentioned earlier, and that allows me to receive all those frequencies. It works good for that. And then I just use a wire. I use the slingshot arrangement that to shoot a line up over the trees, and I pulled the antenna wire up through there, and I just have it strung up through the trees and insulated. It's a I don't remember. It's either a 14 or 16 gauge THHN electrical wire type wire, insulated wire, and that's what I use to get on the HF frequencies. It basically would be called an inverted L. So it has, part of it's going straight up over the tops of the trees. That's the vertical part, and then it's horizontal for the rest of it. But it's the total length is about 350 feet, and it works quite well. And I use that from 160 meters. I even talked to a guy on there once on 6 meters. So that was on the low VHF band, but I talked to a guy using that thing on 6 meters, and it worked pretty good. So, and by the way, John, the sunspot cycle's getting better, and the bands are heating up, and with just a little bit of power, there's a lot of people that are getting on 10 meters, and they're talking all over the world on the 10-meter band, and some of the higher HF bands are, the propagation is very, very good right now. So there's a lot of activity on there right now, and it's a good time to get started.
Never too late. It's a skill. What I mentioned for years, Tom, is the following. Whether your group is 6 or 600, there's two skills that will be in great demand and short supply. First would be first aid CPR skills. After that would be ham radio skills. When you got a group of men and women together, I found out firsthand, you'll find all kinds of fascinating, helpful skills that these men and women will have on one hand. On the other, the two skills I just mentioned will be the most important and in shorter supply, won't they, sir?
Absolutely. And then learn about how to repair equipment. I really think in trying times, a very important skill to have is, carpentry, electrical, plumbing, any kinds of skills that you have where you can do repair work, heating, air conditioning. I'm doing a lot of that myself as we speak. I got tied up in some of that stuff, and I've been helping people out with that. And then electrical type of work, and I'm even going to be doing some heavier duty electrical contracting. I'm getting into that, and it's and industrial controls. But I've always done that for many years, and that's a big part of what I do on a daily basis. CNC machine tools, I do a lot of work on those as well.
Right, right. Well, we put the word out. We encourage people, we educate them, we nudge them along, and a few pick up the ball and run with it. Some don't, most don't probably. And we need to emphasize once again, you no longer need to know Morse code. That was a stopping point for thousands of men and women for decades, wasn't it, sir?
It was, and I had to learn it when I first got started. Yeah, I started studying the Morse code when I was 9 years old, and I took my first test but failed it when I was 11. And that was your novice class, and I took that test, but I just couldn't quite do it. I needed a shortwave radio in the worst way, and when you're 11 years old and you don't have two nickels to rub together, I used a code practice record, like a 33 RPM, 33 and a third RPM record. It was called the Amoco Code Course, and those are an antiquated way to do it. But I played that record so many times, John, I had it memorized. I could go pretty good and pass the test if it was the material on that record. But then when I went to take the actual, I remember my dad took me to the St. Louis County Civil Defense Headquarters, and there were some ham guys there, and he gave me the test, but I was so close, but I just couldn't quite do it. And then I just kept begging for a shortwave radio, and finally I got one for my 13th birthday.
Here's our last break.
In 2 months, my code speed was up.
Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Tom, today a young man named Liam Morrison, he's a middle school student in seventh grade at the Nichols Middle School. I'm not sure what time zone they're in. He's going to be wearing a T-shirt that's got him sent home in March, a T-shirt that says the following: there are only two genders. He and his family are now represented by a law firm. The school has said that he will be prohibited from going to school if he wears that T-shirt, and that's supposed to be taking place today. And it's going to be interesting to see what the school district does, won't it?
Yeah, I'll have to keep up on that one. I'm going to look into that. That ought to be very interesting.
Yeah.
John, this stuff's just getting out of hand. Look what happened to Anheuser-Busch because of some of that crazy stuff.
I heard Anheuser-Busch called transsexual Bush.
What?
It was Transheiser-Busch. That's what it was. Transheiser-Busch. Transheiser-Busch.
That's pretty good.
But the local dollar store was still selling Anheuser products, I would love to see them dropped in all stores nationwide. Anheuser-Busch began in our hometown, St. Louis, more than a century ago. I never met Augie Busch, but I was at a Clayton bar one night when he and his bodyguard showed up, and he wore dark sunglasses as if nobody would recognize him. And he had a great time singing along with the piano at the piano bar. But the Bush family is no longer involved in Anheuser-Busch, are they?
No, they're busy with other, who knows.
Well, they sold out.
Yeah, they did InBev or whatever they call it, something like that. I don't know.
But, right.
You know, they tried to hire me, John. I started my business in August of 1978. I was in the St. Louis Corvette Club. And within 2 months of quitting, the one guy that ran the instrumentation department down there, he asked me to come down. He said, you could, even in this neighborhood, you could drive that Corvette. You park it right outside the building, right outside the instrumentation shop. There's a guard. There's an armed guard right there. Nobody would touch that car. They couldn't back into it. You have your own private spot next to the building. Then he opened a refrigerator. He said, you can drink all this beer if you want. He said that these are the ones that got knocked out of the line. They might only be half full or two-thirds full. They couldn't sell them, but it was still a good product. Yeah, so he said, here's this workbench. They'll bring the instruments to you. Very seldom do you have to go out in the plant. That guy's name was Gary. Can't remember his last. He was a real nice guy. And Gary took me on a tour of that plant. Had to wear hard hats, safety glasses, and earplugs. He showed me all the different instrumentation and everything that they were using. He begged me to come work for them. He said, they'll hire you on my recommendation. And he knew the type of stuff I was doing, and I turned it down. I really wanted to just be in business for myself. Maybe I should have taken the job.
I toured that plant myself, everything from the CEO's office to the most disgusting part of the plant. Tom, we're out of time. Thank you, sir. Appreciate
it. Thank
you, John. We have top of the hour break. We'll have open lines. Stay tuned, everybody.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania 15091.
That's the Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to the Freedom Times today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.